Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. The topic of this podcast is to simplify things. I'm so familiar in this field that sometimes I forget that some things are new. Maybe my listener hasn't heard about it. Or maybe they heard a little about it. So I'm going to go into the basics of how to enjoy and maintain a health span. Longevity, that's a whole other topic because it's important, but it's much more complicated. How do we measure longevity? Well, we can look at mice and we look at rats and we look at the worms. We can only extrapolate from populations, long-lived populations. We call them the blue zones. Again, the problem with this is it's a different world. People who lived long, 100 more, grew up in a different time. They weren't exposed to the plastics and so many toxic chemicals that we are. They weren't exposed to the pesticides. They had much more availability of whole food. It wasn't the fast food. It wasn't McDonald's. So trying to correlate their diet with longevity, it's a difficult kind of study. Of course, habits, yes. Exercise is exercise. Certainly not going to be a different cultural factor and community that you can certainly document, you know, community support and the difference in that makes. So let me go into the basics. Every single cell in your body has an energy producing system called the mitochondria. Now, like that toy we used to have as a kid that would make, you'd push it and it go round and round, the circle would go and it would produce sparks. Well, that's kind of similar to the mitochondria. And you can, again, correlate this to your cell phone or any other battery-driven device. Need to be kept intact and functioning at a high level. Now, the interesting thing about mitochondria is they can make new mitochondria. Unlike the batteries we have, they're not quite possible yet of making new batteries. And these new batteries we call mitogenesis, generation of new healthy mitochondria. So you want to maintain mitochondria. You want to maintain the cell membrane. The cell membrane lets things in and out of the cell. Very important. Think of this as a wrap, you know, like a food wrap. Well, we've got to be careful of the plastics now on those. But it allows certain, otherwise, if there's no cell membrane, couldn't have a cell, everything would leak out. So the cell membrane has different pores and different consistency to let things in and out. What else about the cell? Well, the cell has a garbage disposal system. Get rid of the garbage that is produced from energy and metabolism inside the cell. That process of cleaning out the cell is called autophagy, cleaning out the cell. And you can support autophagy, and I'll go a little more detail on how you can support autophagy. Basically, autophagy takes place during sleep. That's why normal patterns of sleep are so important, because that's when the cells go through autophagy. Cleaning out the cells. And what's fascinating about autophagy is the body can use the junk that it's cleaning out for processing of certain essential things that it needs, autophagy. And then there's another cell process called apoptosis. And this is called programmed cell death. Not the normal, yes, I guess it's normal, but apoptosis is when the cell commits suicide, kills itself, which is fine, unless it's premature apoptosis. So you want to support healthy apoptosis, healthy autophagy, healthy mitochondria. How do we do this? Well, you can do this through lifestyle. And as I said previous in this podcast, and it's getting supported by many, many, many studies, one of the best preventive treatments for loss of cognitive functioning, premature senility, and maybe, we don't know, maybe even Alzheimer's, is exercise. Moving the body, walking, dancing, whatever it takes to get those muscles moving, get that metabolism up, get those blood vessels doing what they're supposed to do. So that's an easy one. Exercise. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of systems, other systems in the body that are going to be involved in preventing age-related conditions. As people get older, there are changes in the mitochondria. Well, like any other part of the body, it's going to go through an aging process. Loss of diversity, different kinds of healthy probiotics down there. So important. So you got to support healthy mitochondria. How do you do that? Well, like there's a big push for probiotics, and I'm a big fan of different probiotics, and it needs to be personalized. That's what I do in my practice. Personalize the probiotics. You can even do a probiotic test and measure some of the probiotics that we have. But it's still a very complicated science of supporting a healthy microbiome. What's the number one? Number one support for a healthy microbiome. Fiber. That's it. Fiber. Healthy populations can consume up to 30, 40 grams of fiber, soluble and insoluble fiber. We're lucky for most people in our population studies maybe consume 7-8 grams of fiber a day. So I support healthy microbiome through increased fiber intake. How would you do that? Beans, fruit, berries, vegetables, and again, my favorite is I add inulin to support healthy growth. I take chia and flax. By the way, I did see a study, and maybe you can experiment with the chia. They say some people can be a little sensitive to chia. I don't think it's that many people, but I add a scoop of chia and a scoop of flax and inulin. And of course, you know, the fiber I'm going to get from the berries, maybe cut up an apple, cut up a banana. Banana, great source of fiber. So you want that fiber. Now go easy if this is new to you. It's part of your diet. You might add the fiber slowly so you don't get any constipation. But one of the keys to the constipation is lots and lots of, you know, fluid. You know, when I was doing lots of my radio shows, there was Lauren Ritter. He was called Dr. Duty. He had a great fiber product, and he would describe elimination, and I agree with him. It's elimination should be easy. No stress. When you sit on that bowl, you shouldn't have time to play on your phone and read a magazine. It's supposed to just come out easy. Okay. And often, you know, a long floating stool. Another sign of a healthy gut and a healthy diet. And we see this from, you know, more earth populations who are still eating naturally. Elimination. Eating and very shortly, elimination. They eat and they eliminate. I've seen and heard of people who eliminate every 3-4 days. Now, yes, you can have, you know, certain disease states. You can have irritable bowel. You can have colitis. You can have all those conditions. But if those aren't the conditions and you're still not eliminating properly, got to really work on the food. Work on the food. And, of course, you can supplement. You can supplement. You know, food fibers are really also healthy. So, talked about the macrobiome. We talked about mitochondria. Let's talk about the cell membrane. That's kind of, you know, cell membrane is so, so important. And it's made of lipids. Lipids, like oil-type compounds. And the reason is oil and water do not mix together. And if you didn't have those lipids, whatever water would go in would go out. It would be very porous. So you want to support healthy cell membrane. And one of my fans, one of my biggest personal fans, when I say fans that I think are really valuable, is fish oils, DEPA, DHA. And there was a study that came out and said, well, maybe it really didn't improve cardio functioning. It depends. You know, you can have so many factors going into that. And, you know, I first came across, when I first started nutrition, long time ago. And there was a program called the Pritikin program, very nice, that eliminated all fats and oils. And then I came across, it wasn't the Google searches we have now, PubMed, but I would read the journals and I came across in the New England Journal of Medicine an editorial on fish oils and cardiovascular. What happened? This was decades and decades and decades ago. And is it the magic answer to everything? No. There was a problem of excessive omega-6 from other oils that seems to create an imbalance, and you don't want, you know, you want some of that. Olive oil, good. Maybe some, I think there's some in coconut. But here's the butt part. The omega-3 are anti-inflammatory. And inflammation is a real key factor in preventing age-related diseases. So omega-3, and of course you have DHA, which is very specific for the brain. And so that combination is excellent. Can you get it from, you know, if you're vegetarian and you don't want to do fish oils? You can do krill, and you can do GLA and hopefully convert it. You can, but you got to take a lot of krill to get that. So, I said the magic word, inflammation. got to control inflammation. It's so damaging. Well, if you want to see damaging inflammation, look at arthritis. Look at what happened in COVID. You had the initial immune turn on, producing lots of inflammation. Fight the infection. But then the inflammation caused its own problems. And they used to use, later on, cortisone. Steroids maybe at the right time drop some of the inflammation. And so you want to control inflammation. And there's certainly been studies that processed foods can increase inflammation. And here's another one that comes up. Well, exercise, you know, muscles produce their own anti-inflammatory compounds, which are also beneficial. And then a question came up, one of my listeners, about, you know, cooking food and the idea that you can have what's called advanced glycation end products. Okay. That happens at high, dry temperature cooking. It's also, when you do a blood test, you're measuring glycated hemoglobin, where the sugar attaches to the red blood cells, and they can approximate, you know, your sugar control. So what do you do about that? Well, food preparation. The best is actually, you know, steaming, avoiding dry, high temperature cooking, like a barbecue. Now, once in a while, is that going to do you in? No, it won't be the reason, but the idea is that you want to generally avoid that. I mean, there have been, if you're looking up on doing your searches and you look up advanced glycation, it'll talk about cataracts and joints and possibly even blood vessels. Now, if you are going to dry cook, they found, you know, stewing is also a good one. That berries, you know, making a sauce can help prevent some of the advanced glycation. From a supplemental point of view, there's been some research on carnosine as an anti-glycation end product. And so if you're going to eat, you know, if you're going to go on your steak barbecue binge, you might do your berries and some carnosine. In fact, they even are, you know, doing some research on carnosine eye drops for the, you know, maybe slow cataracts. So let me summarize. Talked about mitochondria, healthy mitochondria. How do you support healthy mitochondria? I'll go through some quick nutrients. Sulforaphane. You know, I was talking about now sulforaphane's all over the web. I was talking about sulforaphane almost a decade ago from broccoli sprouts. It's in other foods, but basically it's in broccoli sprouts, and now there are lots of broccoli pills. And I'm a little suspicious because I want the ones that have been tested in studies over the years, and that's what I recommend to get the sulforaphane. Remember, I can put anything on the label. You know, oh, it's got sulforaphane, stabilized sulforaphane. How do I know? Well, it's the reputation of the companies. I like sulforaphane, mitochondria. I like glycine, very, very important anti-aging nutrient. Again, I said before, I put in my smoothies. I like the right vitamin E, tocotrienols to support mitochondria. Did some work on urolithin A, which is a byproduct of the breakdown pomegranate in the gut. Again, healthy gut, supporting healthy microbiome. But again, there's a whole list. And the key is personalizing it. So yes, I give this advice because I want you to do your homework, but it needs to be personalized. It needs to be specific. You know, as Roger Williams, the father of more vitamins and the concept of biochemical individuality stated that we all have different requirements. And they're not the ones on the labels. Recommended daily allowance. Okay, I come to the end of this podcast. I'm going to do a second podcast. Yeah, it's a follow-up on this one. So you can listen to that one also. Please subscribe. Okay. This way I'll get more listeners who are going to see the podcast. Oh, listen or see the podcast. Eventually see, because I am working on doing video. Well, I'm going to do video podcast also. A little bit deeper explanation. So at the end of this podcast, I want to thank you for listening. I also have a group on Facebook called Super Anti-Aging. And I try and put a lot of the studies on there, and hopefully that's going to grow. So again, this is Steve Halpern. Thank you so much for listening.